Rochelle.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yep.
You're on with Bad Religion.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
So are we.
Me too.
It's only radio.
I know.
No one can see you.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Are you afraid of sounding silly?
Yeah.
I do that every night.
Well, actually, I shouldn't because I call people all over the United States because I work for a magazine company. But
there you go.
That's beside the point.
Well, spit it out. What's your question, Rochelle?
Okay. There's this guy at work. His name's... Well, I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he listens to you guys or not, but he's really gorgeous, and he knows I like him, and he just wants to be my friend. And I'm, like, wanting him in the worst way.
You want a relationship with him, or you just want to have sex with him?
Just want to have sex with him.
Yeah, but you'd like a relationship, too, right?
I've been married. I'm still married at the moment.
They are.
Oh, well, that changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But you're only 20.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Well, if I was still with my husband, I would be married for 2 years this May.
I'm confused.
So you're not divorced, but you're separated?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the divorce.
So what are you afraid of? If you have sex with this guy, you feel like you're going to go to hell, or what's up?
I'm not worried about that anymore.
As a man of the cloth, I'm saying it's cool. Go for it.
Huh?
Brother Greg Henson gives you his blessing.
Reverend to you.
I mean, Reverend, sorry.
Thank you.
So is it his not accepting your advances? Or are you just afraid to advance?
No, I'm not afraid of that. It's just
Then I don't think you have a problem.
No. Every day at work, he flirts with me. He gives me those gorgeous smiles of his and winks at me and all this other stuff. And I'm just like...
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Rochelle. When really good-looking people fart, it's like they're flirting. You know what I mean?
Ask him. Ask him if he
Cindy
wants
Crawford
to.
Cindy Crawford could be on the pot, and you could walk in and you go, she's flirting with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
She wants.
Ask him if he would like to go out with you.
Take him to A&W.
We have one in Clearwater.
Do you have his phone number?
Clearwater Mall. Yeah, actually I do. But
all right.
He's got two kids, which I think is really great because I can't have children.
You see, the plot is thickening here. You're 20. You're already out of your first marriage.
Uh-huh.
He has two kids.
Is he married?
He's already out of his first marriage.
How old is he?
He's 28, I think.
Mm-hmm. And why can't you have kids?
I have something wrong with my insides.
And you can't do anything in a beaker or anything like that? I mean, there's a lot of technology these days.
That kind of thing.
You know. That's where Drew got his kids.
And he had, what, 15 or something?
Yeah, it's 15.
Right.
Drew's cool. Don't put him down.
Oh, listen,
That was a true fact.
Yeah.
Did you know that there are ways now that you can actually have, in vitro fertilization is very common.
Yeah, but that would involve problems with my mom because my mom says if I have kids, she don't want nothing to do with me.
Really thickening now.
But are we getting off the real subject here, which is that you like this guy and you're having a problem approaching him?
Yeah, but this has happened twice to me now because there was another guy at work. He's going to be quitting soon, and he knows I like him. And
twice quitting.
I was more forward with the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I like him better than I did the first one, but I still like the first one, too.
All right. But does either guy like you?
Well, the first one said I'm a good friend.
Okay.
The second one said I was a nice friend.
Okay.
What the hell's wrong with that? Nobody wants to go out with me.
Why don't you ask? Did you ask him out? Maybe he's getting mixed signals from you. He doesn't realize you dig him.
No, I think... I don't think he's into her. He's really not.
Next.
All right, so, Rochelle, this isn't everyone. It's just two guys you work with.
Yeah, but I don't have a life.
All right, but...
But you're only 20. Right?
Listen.
You want to hear what my life was like at 20? Boy, I'll tell you. Mm. I didn't even think about good-looking women because I was such a loser.
Nah, you're not a loser.
Wow.
Well, he was at 20. That's his point. This is a story of triumph and overcoming adversity and starting a band.
The guy is obviously, if he was really interested in you, he'd come up to you. if you were really interested in him, you could not be afraid to go and say something to him.
But so. I think both guys made it sort of clear that they weren't interested in that kind of relationship, and that's fine. Because you're just coming off a relationship, you're just coming off a marriage. Your compass is a little screwed up by virtue of the fact that you're divorced at 20.
That's hard.
So just go ahead and take a little time off. And listen, everybody, without getting too psychological on you all at once. Stop trying to convince everybody of everything and just work on yourself a little, and then they'll come to you. You know what I mean? You don't have to go around and find everybody and talk them into how attractive they should think you are. Just go ahead and work on yourself, make yourself attractive, and then they'll come to you.
Right.
That is...
the light that shines brightest.
Don.
Yeah, hey, Adam. Hey, Bad Religion.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Swell.
Good. Well, basically my question is... a little bit more complex than the previous couple. It's basically love, and is it out there? And I've dated several people in the past, and I think I'm a decent person. I think I have something to offer somebody, but it's just so tough fishing out there nowadays, and you know, you get a lot of frogs before you find the prince and all that good stuff. And is it
you
out
want
there?
A prince or a princess?
Princess. Preferably.
Okay.
Princess,
right. Yeah. I made the transition. I was with you on that one, Don.
I was right there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and just
stop
like,
fishing.
I think you're going to find a lot of difference in opinion if you pull a room full of people on whether they think love is out there or not, because people go through different phases of love and believing of it, believing in it. And
well, it's even like a good relationship, man. I mean, I had one like a long time ago, but you know, it's like I don't know what it is. I mean, ever since like I turned 21, I find all the people I've dated pretty much in bars, which. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that seems like where you find everybody nowadays if that's the only places you hang out. So.
I think it's probably a lot better than what most people are doing, and that is pretending to be someone they're not on the internet. So I think going to a bar is better than you know, pretending you're someone you're not. At least you're out there. And
you're eye to eye, even if your vision's a little blurred, but at least you're in person. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody goes through these sort of peaks and valleys, and when you're in a valley, you look around and you think everyone's mean and everyone's out to get you and there's no love to be found. And then when you're on a peak, you think everyone's in love and everything's great.
Yeah, well,
so you're just in one of those valleys.
Yeah, well, I'm in a relationship right now. And
oh, you are?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just... You know,
you're just passing time?
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's all right. You know what, Don, I met my wife when I was 24 years old, so I can tell you from the time I was 21 to 23, I was in the valley.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
we've all been there.
Yeah. Well,
he's talking more about being in Encino than he is being in a emotional valley. He means he was
actually
cruising
in
a mall
the valley,
trying
yeah.
to get laid.
I was hanging in the valley.
He was working out on White Oak in Ventura.
No, I was working in Topanga Plaza at the Orange Julius.
That's right.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're in a relationship and you don't like the person, don't waste your time and don't waste her time or his time.
Yeah.
Right. Get
Somebody's
out of it.
He's going to get hurt.
And go, but, you know, all these questions are coming back to the same answer, which is you have to be okay being on your own for a little while.
For a little long time.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to be proud of yourself.
For the rest of your life.
And if you don't think you're great, nobody in the world is going to think you're great. Now, you might not be, you know, the most wonderful person that you'd want to be, but you got to at least keep trying and convince yourself that you have what it takes to be likable yourself.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to hear something off of No Substance, which has not been released yet, but it will be out May 5th. And we'll talk to Mickey, who's 25. His roommates are either thieves, druggies, or alcoholics.
Hey, I have a band like that.
So we'll get back and talk to Mickey and talk to Bad Religion after this.
Hey everybody, this is Orion.
And this is Steven. We're members of Third Eye Blind. You're listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on Loveline.
Yes, you is. Greg J. and Greg are all here from Bad Religion. New album, which is No Substance, is going to be out May 5th. They're doing a signing at Tower coming up this Monday at Sunset. They'll be at the Roxy a little bit before that, but that's sold out. Warped Tour. And then off to Europe. And Dr. Drew is in New York, and he is not with us tonight. I believe, Ann, he will be back in town tomorrow night. And he'll be here for Stabbing Westward, and then Scott Weiland will be in here on Thursday. But if you could ever have a band in here without the Doctor, I think it would have to be Bad Religion or possibly Black Grape.
Maybe.
Maybe Black Grape. That's Black a pretty Grape. Heady crew.
Yeah.
Those guys.
It's at the Battle of Wits bands.
Black Grape came in here. They had a trash bag filled with candy. They capsized that on the console. They're just a huge pile. Like when a kid comes home after a long night of trick-or-treating,
yep.
They dumped it. And then over here was like a case of beer. And over here was a case of Butterfingers. And it was just basically an incoherent rant for about 2 hours.
God, am I hungry and thirsty.
Yeah. I could go with that right now.
Now everyone's jonesing for a Butterfinger and Orange Julius. All right, we'll talk to Mickey, and then we'll hear a new song from Bad Religion's new CD. And, you know, I said Butterfinger, and then I said Bad Religion, and I came this close to saying Bad Finger.
Oh,
see?
Man.
Great yeah. band.
Snafu. It's a good band. Mickey.
Hi.
Hey, you're 25.
Yeah, I don't mind the, you know, the alcohol part so much.
You're roommates, right?
Yeah.
It says on the screen they're either thieves, druggies, or alcoholics.
Well, one guy was already like that, whom I didn't really know until came out here a couple of months ago. I've been out here since August. He came out here like a couple of months ago.
Where's here?
Burbank.
All right.
I'm in Burbank. Kind of a weird little town, but it's all right.
So you moved west by yourself and ended up with these thieves, druggies, and alcoholics?
Well, I don't, you know what, I'm not going to make any judgment calls, you know, thieves, druggies, and alcoholics.
No, that's okay. Not a judgment. That's a fact or not.
Fact, yeah, exactly. I know.
It's an assumption.
Hi. Oh, by the way, hi, Greg and Jay and everyone.
Good to
there.
See you. Yeah.
Hey, Mickey.
Oh, wait, I'm not
But, yeah.
Okay, but...
When they're trying to, you know, when they're cramping my style or whatever.
Well, what have they done? Give us a specific example.
Well, I'm missing my boots. I'm missing my sandals.
Are they wearing them?
They're not wearing, no. No, I can't say that they're wearing them. No.
Have you checked the local thrift shops and pawn shops?
No, but I'm going to start shopping there pretty soon.
No, I mean, but, boots doing? And sandals?
What do you think they're doing with them?
I don't know. Maybe my brother borrowed them. I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. What is the situation, Mickey? Where did you move from?
I moved from Florida.
Uh-huh.
To out here.
Yeah, I don't think they have drugs in Florida, do they?
No, not at all.
That's not the meth belt, is it?
There's no drugs. There's no violence there. There's no thieves. So
I'm just pissed off because of it.
You moved out here, and you moved in with guys that you didn't know?
No, one of the guys I knew since I was like 7 or 8.
And do you think he would steal from you?
Well, I'm kind of... We've known each other like off and on for a long time.
Right.
And we've hung out with some past.
How many guys are you living with currently?
So there's three of us in a two bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst guy's name's Rusty. He's living on the, he's sleeping on the couch and living in the.
Has he got red hair? Rusty.
Reddish, blonde, reddish.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I don't think you ever get... Same, I think you get dubbed Rusty.
Hey, what are you guys when you're born. What are you guys paying out there in Burbank? I'm looking for a new place.
It's pretty expensive. Like, oh, actually, it's not that bad. $9.50 for two beds.
Hey, out of three guys...
Does Rusty pay rent?
Oh, absolutely not. No
okay,
way.
So two of you are splitting a $900 apartment?
Right.
And Rusty's just gathering rust on the sofa?
Yeah, and, just making the place small. He doesn't really...
All right, you got two choices, because I've had roommates my whole life, some good, some bad.
Right.
You don't really convert roommates.
Ever.
And they don't take constructive criticism from people who've been pissing in the same tub they've been pissing in for the last 8 months real well.
No.
Don't use that as an example, though. Sometimes it freaks people out. But, so you have two choices. You either really... try to lay down the law, or you just cut your losses and move out. I would say cut your losses and move out.
Yeah, I'd say bail.
You've got $450 a month to offer someone who is probably a better roommate, one person in a two-bedroom place.
Right.
I'm thinking about doing a single thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can afford that, then go for it.
You have our blessing.
What?
You have her blessing.
Yeah, these guys are clapping, by the way.
Oh, really? No, they want you out, too.
What?
I think if they're clapping, that's a sign.
Hey, do you have a speakerphone there?
Yeah, want me to turn it on?
Put on the speakerphone. Let me talk to these guys.
Hold up.
You damn kids. Quit stealing.
What? All right, they're here.
All right, who stole Mickey's boot? Did you dump that, Mike? Yeah, he was very aggressive about getting his boots back.
I think we got that one, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to get a police call from Burbank in about 5 minutes.
I think they were lying.
It's on the news tonight. You think so?
Oh, I think they were lying.
Okay, spiritually speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had a lot of druggy thief roommates, and actually druggy roommates turn into thief roommates because when
Very
they run
quickly.
Out of drugs, they got to steal stuff. And a lot of chaos, and really looking back on it, no matter who put the cleaning deposit down or who was there first, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. It's just back out, cut your losses, and move out.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
All right, why don't we, you guys want to hear something off your record?
Yeah, let's play
Shades of Truth.
You want to hear.
How about that one?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Mike?
This is a song called Shades of Truth.
Beauty.
Shades of truth, between the spirit and I, shades of truth, it turned my intentions, you don't know I'm alright.
Shades of Truth off of No Substance, which will be out May 5th, and we'll be back with Bad Religion.
Hi, this is Miles.
Joey.
And Tony.
From Fastball, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Greg Graffin is here from Bad Religion. Jay Bentley and Greg Hedson are also here. They're just more here in spirit right now.
They're milling about.
Yeah, they'll be in. I'm not worried about it. Bad Religion's got themselves a new CD coming out on May 5th, and they have some tour dates, and we're going to get to all that stuff pretty soon. Well, might as well just spit out a few of them now. They'll be in Vegas on April 24th and the 25th. Oh, wait a minute.
We did that.
We just passed that, didn't we?
That was a hell of a show, though.
Where was that?
That was at the old football field there out at UNLV.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam Boyd Stadium or something like that?
11,000 crazy people.
Wow.
It was a quite a fun event. We played with some other bands that you might know. The Offspring was there.
Sure.
Blink 182 was there.
Just had The Offspring and Blink 182 in here a couple of weeks ago.
Crystal
nice
Method.
Guys.
Yeah.
Blink 182 guys, so you want to punch after a while. But you know, they're young and they're fired up. There's kids.
They're
ready to go.
Yeah, you guys remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember the day.
We did get punched after a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true. That was back when you could punch someone.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, you could punch your kids. The principal could punch you. Everyone got sucked.
It was
a better world.
It was before we all had lawyers.
Right. I think the lawyers could even go up and sock the judge or bailiff.
It's
and it
true.
Was okay.
It was all fine.
All right, so you guys will be in Anaheim the 29th.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, that's at Linda's Doll Hut. And then... is that Tempe?
Yeah, Tempe. Yes.
Tempe.
Oh, sorry. Tempe, Arizona. You'll be there on the 1st of May, and then the 2nd, you got day off, 3rd, San Diego, and then the 4th is the Roxy.
That's the one.
Gig. Then you'll be in Frisco on May 6th, and Seattle on May 9th, and Chicago on the 11th, and Cambridge. On the 14th, and we'll get to the next page after
man, I'm
we
doing
take
that
ourselves
much work?
A call.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm glad
I'm
you
crazy.
Read that.
On.
We're so professional,
man.
Yeah, don't you guys? I mean, Drew and I do these college lectures, and I know it sounds bizarre, but we go out to these colleges, and there's like, we were in Florida. There was 9,000 people at this place, and there wasn't any opening band or anything. We just went out there and talked to 9,000 people. It was nuts. But we go and we play these pretty good-sized places around the country. But after 3 days, we're completely burnt, we're disoriented, and we're at each other's throats in the airport.
That's about it. That's our life.
How do you do this for a year?
Well, you learn to stay away from each other.
Right.
And you learn to respect one another. And you show up at sound check when you're supposed to. And
pack a really good suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're expert packers.
Some with wheels on it, preferably. Yeah. All right, so when we left off, did I tease a call? Nah, we'll just go right back to
we
the
didn't
top.
Tease anybody.
Jamie.
Hi.
That's radio talk.
I know.
Jamie, you're 18.
Yeah, I wanted to say hi to you, Adam.
Hi.
You're so sexy on TV. I saw you on MTV finally when you first started doing the show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I dress nicer this season.
Oh, really?
I don't look like the instructor from snowboard camp.
You have a fashion guy now?
Uh-huh.
I have a fashion chick.
All right.
Stylist.
Yeah. They hate me, though, because they go, we're going to need you for a fitting. I'm like, what do you, just get stuff in large.
Large.
What about the pants? 34, 34, get everything else large. Okay, but we should still have a fitting? Well, we don't need a fitting. Just get nice stuff.
They probably hate you.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, exactly. We need to have a color scheme.
Jamie?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, we do 3 or 4 shows a day.
Really?
And I get really pissed off when I have to change my shoes.
So, to look like it's the next day.
Right. Yeah. So I say,
that's
listen.
That's cheating.
If I'm going to wear a pair of shoes twice, let's do it 2 shows in a row. Don't have me take them off and then put them back on the 3rd show.
Yeah, it's obvious.
You know I'm getting an attitude. Jamie.
Okay, I have a question for Bad Religion. I want to know what you guys' motivation was to stay together for as long as you guys have been together.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, asking what the motivation is to stay a part of your family for so long. You don't really have much of a choice. I mean, we grew up together. Mm-hmm. We started this thing when we were 15 years old, and it became a part of our life. So we're kind of like, it's not a bad analogy to make to a family. I mean, we do what we have to do when we come together, and it's functional. And we don't really force anyone to stay in it.
And not only that, but it generates money, whereas your deadbeat family just borrows money.
No, they just want money from us.
Right.
You know,
you guys actually generate income.
We got to choose a
this.
Family here. We picked our personal family.
Jamie?
Yes?
Any other questions for the band?
I just want to say that I like your lyrics a lot.
Thank you
so
much.
There's not a lot of bands that can say the stuff that you guys say how you say it.
Where are you calling from?
Riverside.
Oh, okay. They're going to be in Anaheim on the 29th.
Yeah, are you going to come down tomorrow?
I want to go to the Warped Tour so bad.
Oh, that won't be till later in the summer, but we'll do what we can.
Yeah, you guys are really, really good. I want to see you guys so bad. You guys are the last band that I haven't seen that I want to see.
Oh, man.
See us now before we go away.
All right, Jamie?
Okay.
Thank you,
Take
Jamie.
Take care.
Thanks, Jamie.
Char?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I had a question for Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm involved with my boyfriend. We've been together 3 years almost. And he's in a local band. And I was just wondering if any of you guys had wives or girlfriends or anything at home and kind of how they feel about you guys touring.
You want one of three stories?
Yeah, we've had...
You can have one of each.
We've had every possible combination of wives, girlfriends, and other things that we have to
Mistresses.
Leave.
I heard one of you guys mention that you had a wife.
I have a wife.
I used to have a wife, and I don't anymore, and maybe touring had something to do with it. So I think it's, you know, it certainly takes a strong woman, or a strong man if you're in a female band. It takes a strong partner to... be able to put up with the kind of antics that go on when you go out on tour.
How old's your boyfriend, Char?
26.
Mm-hmm. And is he going to go out on the road?
Yeah, they want to really bad.
Yeah, it's going to be a nonstop sex party.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Don't listen to him.
Well,
listen.
I've been scared of it.
No, the hardest thing about it isn't that... I mean, you'd be surprised how little time there actually is to party and to have sex with all the women who want to.
And
there's no time for it.
And don't you tend, I mean, after doing so much of what you do, don't you just look forward to just sitting in your hotel and watching TV and not doing cocaine off a hooker's belly?
I just putt.
But, you know, we're
I putt at night.
Aren't we, like, dwelling on what we do? She was asking how the wives cope.
Oh, okay.
Good point, Greg.
Yeah, my wife's good. In the other room. How do you cope? How do you cope there? Can you do sign language?
She's got a syringe in her arm right now.
I think we've established that summer. I mean,
it's not easy.
No, and some of the wives can't handle it. And, you know, I can't say that. Talk about acknowledging your own shortcomings. I mean, the reason my marriage fell apart was not only because I travel and have a great career. I mean, there were other issues involved, but I think, you know, the wives cope by focusing on the positive things that come from it, and it certainly is a good way to make money, and it's a healthy way, too.
Sure, and the other thing is
travel.
What's most important is that you find something for yourself. Don't sit at home and wait for him to come back, but that doesn't mean leave him, but find something that you can do that is something you want to do.
And here's the most important thing. Just, you know, we went out on our first few tours, and we came home with bills on our Visa card. We actually ended up paying to go on tour. But eventually, that paid off, and we eventually were able to bring out our partners, and it was a great way, you know, to do it as a family.
Well, it may sound naive, but Char could replace the bass player from Vixen, and go out on the road at the same time this guy went out.
Got it.
No
together.
Problem.
Oh, right.
There you go.
I definitely know that if someone's out doing their thing, making money, and fulfilling their dreams and someone's waiting for them to come home and finish fulfilling their dreams, you're screwed. Yeah, you have to have somebody. They don't necessarily have to go on the road, and but they definitely have to be doing something that is flipping their cookie. Otherwise, they're going to be pissed when you come home.
That's true.
All right.
Amen.
Misty.
Hi.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, me and my husband have been together for about 4 years, and we have a son, and we've just, for the last, I don't know, 4 months, we've been thinking about different sexual interests, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to know what the cloth man thinks about this because of the last call about the married woman and everything, but like if we went to, I don't want to say an orgy, that sounds really,
You want to go to like a swingers club?
Yeah.
As in but, to swing?
What?
What is a swingers club?
Well, I saw
what movie set Boy from?
Magazine.
Raising Arizona.
That's right.
Sorry.
Hey, Misty, uh-huh. But you have a kid, right?
Yeah.
Do they have daycare at the swingers places where you drop your kid off?
I think they do now. They're very progressive.
That's great.
You can all go down to the A-frame.
I don't know about the daycare and all that, but I just, you know, I want to be in that in atmosphere.
Right.
And your husband agrees with all of this?
Well, my husband, yeah, he is what would make me happy. You know, he wants to see me happy, and
right.
I'm sure he would enjoy it. I mean, who wouldn't?
I think it's probably very healthy that you and your husband are talking so openly about this, and if he's supportive of your interests and you're not jealous that he might get turned on in such a situation, then...
Well, that's what I'm afraid of him.
Well, what does he think?
I don't know. What would you think? Are you jealous? No, he isn't.
So he's not. What about you if you saw another woman, like, getting turned on by him?
No, I think it would turn me on.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Adam, okay, like last show, I just have to mention this, okay? You said your girlfriend dumped you because you were on the air with Victoria, a playmate.
No, she didn't dump me. It's just we were supposed to go to Vegas the following morning, and after Victoria Silvstedt, the big Swedish Playmate of the Year, was in here, I got a message when I got home on my machine saying, why don't you take Victoria to Vegas with
you?
Initially, I thought, hey, this is great.
Great idea. That's an invitation.
I have her blessing. And then I realized she was being facetious and angry.
I'm just saying that I would have asked you if you could take Keanu Reeves, and I would go, too. You know what I mean?
All right, wait a minute, Misty, but here's the reality of your situation. First, how old's your husband?
21.
Okay, so he was 16, and you were 14 when you met.
Yeah.
You've been together for 5 years.
Four.
Okay. And you already have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
How old's the kid?
Three. I was young, but I'm not a bad teenage mother. We own a house.
No, no one
said
that.
Right. And
we have a healthy marriage.
Here's the situation, though, and I'm playing the odds here.
Okay.
It may turn you on to watch him having sex, and it may turn him on to watch you having sex, but it will generate feelings that you don't anticipate right now.
In the long run.
It will bring up things, because I've talked to a lot of people that have tried this. And my advice is if you're married and there's a kid involved, you are taking a chance. Now, maybe it works, but maybe it doesn't, but you have a kid. And the example I used the other night is, if you want to ride a motorcycle with no helmet and a slick back tire, that's your business. But if you got a couple of kids at home that are counting on you bringing home a paycheck, then you should put a helmet on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean...
And I think the same thing works here.
If we just went to, like...
No, I'm literally saying when you swing, put a helmet on. I don't know what you're reading into that. That wasn't an example. I'm saying put a helmet on. There's a lot of stuff flying around those parlors, and you could get hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Misty?
Why don't you go to one and just both of you watch first? How's that?
And see if we're comfortable.
And see if you're both comfortable watching this and imagining each other in this position.
It's like you audit a class when you're in college, right? You go and you sit in, you see if you like the professor.
I'm in college,
except for he's not whacking off on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, it's really the same.
All right.
All right, Misty. All right, I know she sounded totally sane and everything, but here is my suspicion. She's 19. The dude's 21. They're already looking to sort of expand their sexual horizon.
They just want to see what's out there.
I think it's going to whip up feelings and create things that they didn't anticipate. And I also secretly believe that people, even though they don't know it on a subconscious level, look to sabotage their relationships sometimes. And when they want to do this, it is an attempt to sabotage it without necessarily even being aware of it.
Meaning, it's true.
They think the reason they're doing this is because they got a boner, but I think the reason they're doing it is because they want to screw with the relationship.
They're also married quite young.
Yeah. There's something going on here. Yeah. She was 14. She was had a kid at 16 or 7.
They want to experience 16. Other people.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. All right. We'll be back. It is Loveline. I will tell you all about Bad Religion and Drew and all the pertinent information in 10 seconds.
This is Loveline on
radio station.
KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
The world famous K-Rock.
It is Loveline. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew has the night off. He will be in tomorrow night with Stabbing Westward. I think he's flying in early to catch Stabbing Westward. He's a big fan of the Stabbing Westward. Scott Weiland will be in here on Thursday night. Tonight's Bad Religion. Greg J. and Greg are in here from the band, and we'll... hear something else off their new CD that's coming out the 5th of May, a little bit later on tonight. And until then, go back to the phones. Mike?
Yeah, I've got a simple question. I'm basically a voyeur, and I want to know if I can get in trouble for doing that.
No, there's absolutely no laws in place against videotaping minors.
Well, this is just like if I'm in the health club and just looking at other naked guys.
Oh, naked guys.
Right.
There's no law against it. You might get kicked out of the health club if people think you're disruptive, but...
No, I'd be totally discreet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't be proud of this behavior, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it, is there?
I think everybody has a voyeuristic instinct.
I like to naturally. Watch.
Everybody has to look.
Right.
You gotta look.
The question is do you... compromise other people when you're doing it.
Yeah, if you're going to the health club just to look at other guys, I'd say that's a little bit disruptive. I don't know, but you can't.
Mike?
Like you said, if you're being stealth about it, then that's your deal. I guess you just, I don't think you can look in people's houses.
You only like, you no. like guys?
Yeah, this would be just like in a shower. Public shower.
You like the shower?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you showering while they're showering?
Yes.
So... according to everyone else, everyone's just showering.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing going on.
You're not hanging the soap from the rope off your penis, are you?
No, nothing like that. Like I said, I try to be discreet, and as far as I know, nobody would know this.
Okay, most importantly, I think you got to ask yourself, do you go there only...